The latest from podnews.net.
All hail Macbeth, thou shalt be king hereafter.
Thou hast it now, king. And I fear thou playedst most foully for it.
That was a short excerpt from the Scottish play From Almost Tangible, which was recorded on location in 360-degree binaural sound. And last night it won a number of awards at the New York Radio Festival Awards, including a Grand Trophy and 4 Gold Trophies for Best Digital Drama, Best Drama Podcast, Best Director and Best Sound. The company was awarded Production Company of the Year. We first covered them in November. The other winners are on the New York Festival's website. Congratulations also go to PodNews supporter Lantiga Williams & Co's 70 Million, which was bronze winner in the category of narrative documentary podcasts, and to supporters NPR and Panoply, now known as Megaphone, for your winning entries as well. Edison Research and NPR are unveiling their Smart Audio Report 2019 study today at 2 o'clock New York time in a free webinar. Tom Webster and Joel Sukerman are presenting the highlights of their findings about smart speaker use. So far, we can tell you that 69% of smart speaker users are using them daily, but a majority say they don't know enough about their device to use all the features they offer. Danny Baker, a much-loved and much-sacked UK radio presenter, is to start a podcast based on his most recent BBC Radio 5 Live show. He was fired after an ill-advised tweet a few months ago. Previously, on another station, he learnt of his imminent sacking before going on air and proceeded to broadcast a full 2-hour show railing against the management. Anyway, his new podcast starts next year. New data in Ireland suggests that 1 in 3 Irish adults listen to a podcast every month. Reid Hoffman's Masters of Scale is hosting its first ever live event in Boston on July the 23rd with, quote, an awesome guest. Podcast.co, a podcast host, has added a feature allowing podcasters to add a Patreon or PayPal account to their own podcast page. After a minority shareholder threatened to replace Libsyn board members by calling for a special meeting, the Libsyn board have changed the company bylaws to require a vote from the majority of shareholders to make such a change. Jacobs Media and Podcast Movement have announced the agenda for the Broadcasters Meet Podcasters track at Podcast Movement, designed for radio broadcasters. In France, Adidas is working with Mademoiselle, a young female media outlet, on Conquérante, a podcast highlighting sportswomen. Les Echos, a French newspaper, carries an opinion piece today, claiming that radio stations need to urgently sort out what they're doing in podcasting, and Radio France is claiming 60 million downloads per month. Pod France is a French language newsletter containing those 3 stories and more stories from the country. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.